All right, so it's been a minute since I've done a video, so it's about time to do another one. So I ran into a neighbor of mine, and he told me the story of his last relationship, and it's an important story, and it's an important story that needs to get retold in all of its many variations, because this is a pretty big sticking point. And I know everybody does very serious videos and all that kind of shit. And you know what? Frankly, fuck it. Sometimes we need a laugh. So, to start with, can't remember where I met this girl, but she was pretty good looking. Had a nice body, I guess. Met her at the bar, and he took her home. And they did as people do. And he told me he got up the next morning. And he wanted her to stay. She was still in bed. He had to go to work. So he opened up his wallet and he put $150 on the coffee table. Now, it's at that point that I said to him, "Well, why did you do that?" And he said, "Well, you know, like I said, I wanted her to stay." Now, this is the first mistake, which is it sets a bad fucking precedent, right? Because basically what you're saying is your pussy is worth $150 a day, right? That's the watermark. Now, I know the temptation is to do that, to try to impress the chick and all of that blah, blah, blah. You got to cut that bullshit out. All right? It's a bad fucking idea. Because the truth is you didn't need to leave or anything more than 20 fucking dollars. So if you have a chick come over, the absolute maximum, if you feel the need to give her some goddamn money, the absolute maximum is $20 plus cab fare. That's it. That's enough for her to get home, take the bus, take a cab, do whatever, go get something to eat, watch a movie, whatever the fuck. Do not lead with your wallet. Don't do it. It sets a bad precedent. So things went on for a while, you know. I guess the fucking was pretty good. Whoop-de-whoop, three-ring circus and all that. And at some point, she asks him to marry her. Now, I know it's unusual for women these days, well, ever, for women to ask a man to marry her. But you've got to understand, women these days are pretty slick. And you have to know that when a woman says she wants to move in with you, she's asking you to marry her. And the reason I say that, outside of a couple of jurisdictions, like Quebec in Canada and I think Texas in the US, in the vast majority, if you live with a woman long enough, you're married. As far as the state is concerned, and probably she's concerned, you're married. The only reason they put up a fuss as far as, "Well, we're not really married," is because they want the $35,000 on the fucking wedding. Right? Because remember, a wedding is about her. There is no goddamn song in the world called "Here Comes the Groom." So, of course, he makes a classic mistake. He moves in with her. Well, what happens next? What happens next is what you would expect. And I'll give you an example. So I had a girlfriend, and she was over at my house one time, and I was in the computer room working on some shit, I don't know. And she calls me out to the living room, and I walk out to the living room, and she's got one of my pictures, you know, one of my framed pictures in her hands. And she's telling me she wants to rehang the picture. And I'm already kind of thinking, well, what the fuck? But I'm like, all right. So I'm putting the nail where the nail should go, and I got the hammer. And before I go to hammer in the nail, she says to me, "No, no, no, no. The picture is too high." And I said, "Well, the picture is at eye level." And she said, "Yeah, but I'm shorter." And I said to her, "But I live here." That didn't matter to her. You guys got to understand this. Bitches are like the fucking Borg. Okay? It's fucking assimilate the whole way. And I'll even break it down to you. This is how it goes. The woman moves in, and slowly, over time, all of your shit has to go. All right, now, if you want a really good explanation of this kind of shit, check out Terrence Popp's video, Seduce and Destroy, Redonkulous.com. He did a great job of this, but it bears reiterating. Slowly, over time, all your shit has to go. All of a sudden, your dishes ain't right. All of a sudden, your furniture sucks. Your couch has to go. Your love seat has to go. Everything's got to go. The big one, of course, is the bed, because she doesn't know how many other women you fucked in the bed. So that has to go for sure. And this moving in together, you got to understand, she's always going to kick you up to a place that's better than the one you're currently in. And by better, I mean more expensive. All right? So she's gonna kick you up to a place, and what a lot of them are ultimately rooting for, they don't actually want the relationship to last. What they want is basically your help in getting a new place, furnishing the goddamn place, putting a bunch of new shit in the place, and basically, all you control usually is the electronics. You get to pick the TV and the Xbox. If you're lucky, she lets you keep an Xbox. Right? So that kind of shit happened. Now, it's important to point out that when he met her, he said that she had a vehicle. And what's important about this is that the way that she got the vehicle is she didn't have a vehicle when she met the previous boyfriend. So the previous boyfriend bought a vehicle. And when they broke up, he said, "Look, the vehicle is yours. Just make the payments." She couldn't do that. Which lets you know that for the duration of that relationship, at least, the boyfriend bought her a vehicle and was making the payments. So she couldn't even meet the payments. So what does this motherfucker do? She starts whining because they're both not driving, need a vehicle, need a vehicle, need a vehicle, but she's stuck on getting the same vehicle that she just couldn't afford to pay for. So what does he do? He sticks his hand in his wallet, gives her a bunch of money, because he had a bunch of money saved up because he was working his fool ass off and he didn't have a girlfriend. And if you don't know, you should know, you can save money or you can have a girlfriend, but you can't really do both at the same time. It's very difficult. He sticks his hand in his pocket, gives her a bunch of money. She goes out and buys the same goddamn vehicle that she couldn't afford in the fucking first place. And he said to me, "You know, I was so proud of her. She went out and got that vehicle all on her own." And I said to him, "Well, you gave her money for the vehicle, didn't you?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, then she didn't get the motherfucker on her own. She got it with your help." Now, what happened next? Of course, next, the relationship is over. Relationship is over, and what happens? Ba-bing. He moves out. He doesn't kick her ass out. He moves out. So remember what I was telling you about the apartment full of the new shit? She gets the apartment full of the new shit. She gets the new vehicle, and you gotta know, she gets some new dick. Because new dick is coming down the pipe, right? And again, she's gonna wanna keep trading up. If they were in an apartment, she's looking for a motherfucker now with a condo and a couple cars, something like that. Right? So, this is a phrase I want you guys to remember, and it's the micro divorce. All right? Because what's happening now is they're not waiting for the marriage and the cash and prizes to come out of a marriage. All right? They want to kind of step through the hoop three or four times and collect a few thousand dollars, 5 grand, 10 grand, whatever the fuck they can scrape through each relationship and try to accumulate shit that way. So it's really, really important. When it comes to living with women, the answer is no. All right? And if you're not comfortable saying no, and I know it's hard, I know it's difficult, because, you know, she's only going to ask you after she finished fucking your brains out and you half stupid and you can't think. That's when she's going to ask you. So you kind of have to have the excuses ready made. You know, you got a roommate about to move in. Your brother's coming in from out of town. Your sister's coming in from out of town. Your mama going to show up next week for a couple months. You don't know how long she's going to stay, but baby, I'm sorry. You can't move in. You always fucking roll it off on something else. And the reason you roll it off on something else, because if you don't do that, then she's going to fucking nag and nag and nag and nag and nag and wear down your goddamn defenses. If you've got a friend, have the friend come by and be hanging out every time she come by. This is my new roommate. Something, anything, just to keep her shit and your shit separate. Now, before I'm done, the only other thing I want to bring up is a lot of guys have a rating system for women. And the rating system they use is a 1 to 10 scale, you know. 1 being absolutely not, under no circumstances. 3 being like, if I'm really hammered and nobody's going to find out. 6 being like, well, yeah, that's pretty good. I can see hanging out with her for a long time. And 10 being, she's made of unobtainium. And frankly, unless you win the lottery and go to an Eastern European country, you will never get to fuck a bitch that hot. I don't rate women on that scale, okay? If I see a chick that's usually an 8, on my scale, that chick is a 55. Now, what does that mean? That means that I'm going to have to work a minimum of 55 hours a week to keep her happy. And the crucial bit that you have to understand is that when you meet a woman, she will always, always, always kick you up to the next level. So if you meet her and she's a 55, within a couple of years, you're going to be working a 70. So you want a friends with benefits relationship, you'd be way better off with the solid 6 that works at the 7-Eleven than you would be trying to bother with the chick who's made it unobtainium. Because like this fool got into, all he found out was that his savings got drained. He spent a bunch of money he didn't have. In the end, she got some cash and prizes and a vehicle out of it because he couldn't tell her no. And one of the most important things to remember out of that relationship was the way that he wound up giving her money. It was very interesting because he was talking about the dynamics of the relationship. And he said after a while, he got frustrated because her hand was always in his pocket looking for money. And I said, well, what would happen? He said, well, usually we would argue about money. I'd get upset. She'd get upset. And I'd say, well, how did you resolve the situation? And he said, well, usually I just cave in and give her some more money. And I said, well, fuck, man, that's a straight setup. You got to think about it. Because in actual fact, what happened was she trained him. She knew that all she had to do was make him upset, and he would do the only thing he knew to resolve the fucking situation, which was to give her more money, the very thing that he was trying to motherfucking avoid in the fucking first place. All right, that's all I got. I know I said if the last video got more downvotes than upvotes, I put a feather in my cap, but as it turned out, I just checked it. It got more upvotes than downvotes, so sorry, no feathers. And if anybody has something in particular they want me to cover, send me a personal message. Or if you know, you got some Dear Abby bullshit, you got something going on in your life, you don't really know what the fuck is going on, and you need some advice, well, send me a personal message and I'll start covering them in my videos. All right.